Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of A Day in the Life of P. Now, I was literally going to speak to you about last week's adventures. So, I went to the cinema, I saw the new Saw film. I mean, I did have to turn my head around a little bit because the blood was a bit like gory and I was a bit like, ugh, you know what I mean? But honestly, I was like, it wasn't scary. I love a horror film. I was just like watching it, like feeling a bit sick inside, seeing some of like the gruesome parts. So I had to turn my head away a little bit and had to like just, you know, not look at moments, because some of it was a bit like, you know. But honestly, those are the sort of games I would not like to play. Any game that is safe, absolutely. Any dangerous games like that, where it's going to risk your life, even though that was just a film, no thank you very much. So, Alton Towers was so much fun. I've never been there before, so it was nice to go somewhere that was different. I love a roller coaster, and literally these roller coasters, like, I was excited to go on them and I knew I was going to enjoy myself, but you know, like, before you go on them, you get this like adrenaline feeling, like where you're like getting these like inside nerves, but you know you're going to have fun. I remember, like, on one of the rides, it had this drop, and I was shitting myself with this drop. So I was like, no, 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 I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. And all of a sudden, in my head, I was going, na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. The Peggy Goo song came in my head, and was like, I'm sitting on this roller coaster having, like, the time of my life. And then there was one of them, I remember it was going round, then all of a sudden it went dark, dropped, went backwards, and I thought, shit, this is going to do like the whole thing again backwards, but it didn't. There was one which was like Runaway Train, I think it was called. It was like the one that had the less queues, so we did it like three times before having to get off, and doing like the train impression going choo choo. It was so much fun. Like, honestly, some of them I was like holding my stomach in and like screaming, even though I was having fun. But this one I was like fully like enjoying myself properly on it, like having a laugh and smiling. The only part I hated was it was like raining most of the day, so I was like having to get on roller coasters soaking wet. The hot chocolate did save my life. Otherwise, I think I would have got really ill. Smiler, the bloody music going ha ha ha, ha ha ha, ha ha ha, ha ha ha, ha, got on my nerves so, so much that I was like, can we just get this ride over and done with so I haven't got to hear this music again. The scare mazes, I mean, some of them could have been a bit more scarier. One of them, I was holding my friend's arm, like, the whole time. It was like the first one we went in, but it was because I could hear, like, this chainsaw noise, and I don't know if they was real chainsaws or not, but my friend said they were. But like, one of them was coming near my head with one, and I was like, shit, 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 run, run, run. There were some that you walk past, and I'm thinking, are these real people or not? Because I was like in my stomach thinking they're gonna like come to life any second now, and like literally grab me. One did grab my leg from a cage. There was moments where it was unexpected and they jumped out at you and you just like screamed. It was so much fun. The only part that I didn't like, that I feel I actually did panic, was in the panic room, because I completed the task and just wanted to get out to get a quick time, but they wouldn't let you out. Like, they were stopping you from leaving, and I was like, I've done the task, I just want to go. So it was literally like panicking in a panic room, honestly. But you know what, I had a good time there. I mean, Halloween really isn't for me, but I think I kind of celebrated Halloween like the adult way, going to this fright night, watching a horror film. So the trick or treating is more for like younger people now, and Halloween parties and stuff are more for younger people. So I think like I did Halloween the adult way, even though it was literally like 2 weeks early. So I'm going to answer some of your questions now. So the first question is, if your partner suggested you go to a shower fully clothed together, would you do it? Well, no, because who goes to a shower and showers clothed? How are you meant to wash yourself? That's the question. When is your birthday? So my birthday is the 27th of July. Do you like to ride roller coasters? Well, I do. I feel like I get this like nervous excitement, adrenaline like before going on them. But they are quite fun and enjoyable. And yeah, the thrill of like being on the roller coaster is so much fun. Your opinion on an open relationship? Well, I wouldn't have one myself, because I'd want to be the only person that my partner sees in that kind of like way. But like, if other people want to do that, then that's like up to them. But for me, I just want a normal like relationship with me and my partner. I wouldn't want to be like, are they seeing someone else tonight? What's going on? Like, I wouldn't want to like have that thought in my head. So if I was to be in a relationship with someone, then they'd have to just be with me only and not see anyone else. The last song that was stuck in your head, the last song that was stuck in my head was Peggy Goo. Na 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 na. I can't explain that song, because basically I was on a roller coaster and it was about to drop, and I was thinking to myself, no, 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 I don't want to do this. And then obviously instead of saying no, I was going na 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 na. So yeah, that's the last song that got stuck in my head. What are you wearing today? Well, on the day when I answered this question, I was wearing a grey weekend slogan sweater and some black cargos, some Skechers. It was the weekend, and I was literally telling people it was the weekend. Would you say you drink alcohol often? Well, normally just at weekends, but obviously on my week off when I was with friends, I was drinking a bit more, like socially. Do you overthink everything? Well, absolutely I do. And sometimes it's for no reason whatsoever. Like, sometimes I overthink and it's
pointless. Like, the overthinking is, like, irrelevant. Like, nothing's actually happening to... And I'm just making up situations in my head that are not even the case. How is your mood at the moment? Well, my mood right now is okay. Tired, but okay. Have you ever cheated in a relationship? No, I have not. How do you feel about going on a date even though you had plans with friends? Well, arrange the date when there's no plans so you can do both and go out with your friends one day and go on a date another day. Where are you right now? At home? Would you describe yourself as bossy? I wouldn't say I'm bossy, but I can have an attitude. If you're being honest, how are you at the moment? I'm good. I'm really, really good. As I said in the other question, I'm tired, got a mild headache, but I'm fine. I'm having a chilled, productive day. In your opinion, is it right for the man to pay on the first date? Well, I guess if someone offers to pay, then you should let them, but I like to split the bill and pay my part. Like, if there's a chance to do that. Are there people that miss you, that you miss from your past? There is, and I miss these people dearly, but life goes on. I know they're looking down on me, and life goes on. They're not forgotten, but you have to, like, carry on life, because that's what they'd want you to do. Do you like routine or variety? I like trying to stick to a routine, not that it works out every day, but it's just because you have, like, a daily sort of motivation, if that's how you say it. Why are you single? I just haven't found the one yet. Do you answer DMs? Yes, occasionally I do. What do you do when you have a spider in your room? Well, if I see it and it's massive, I scream, because I hate spiders. Do you sometimes not respond? It depends. Sometimes I don't respond, sometimes I reply, but it depends on, like, who the person is and what they're saying.
So I'm hoping that everyone has an amazing weekend ahead of them and a fabulous week next week. Hope that you've enjoyed listening to this episode. And I'm sure I'll see you again soon on a day in the life of Pete.